Hello, Mr. West.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
It's great to be speaking with you again, and I want to ask you right away about your new podcast, and what made you decide to get into the podcast world?
Well, I started in radio. I don't know if you knew that, back in the early 80s.
Sure.
And, you know, I was on an FM station, and the format was progressive, and I was lucky enough to be able to experiment in this commercial studio, you know, where I could tape stuff and splice it and put it together and do a lot of voices, you know, create bits for the morning show. And being live a lot, I kind of missed that because I spent a lot of time in radio. And I wanted to just kind of go back to my roots, and this podcast is just like radio to me. It's the Billy West podcast, and it's really weird. There's all kinds of stuff going on, like the Detroit Home Companion, which is like an old radio serial. Yeah, Lumpy Keeloid and his house band, Floyd Smoot, and the All Day Hangovers. It's crazy. And then there's a character, Billy Bastard, amateur human being. You know, and it's just like, it's so much fun for me to go back. And there's barely time for me on my own show because there's so much anarchy going on. And there's all these people barging in and out, being really disruptive. And, you know, and I'm just having the time of my life doing it. There's like 6 episodes up, I think.
Yeah. Well, as a guy who's worked in radio, what are your thoughts on kind of the way podcasts have sort of taken over for radio, I guess, in a way?
It's great, but there has to be more variety. You know, I mean, I didn't want to talk about, I didn't want to be dirty, not at all. I didn't want to talk about religion or politics. I mean, all the off-color stuff I did on the Stern Show, like 20 years ago.
Sure.
And, you know, so I didn't want to do that stuff. It's not my part of town, really. So, and I didn't want to talk about religion or politics, like I say. And so it's just pure full-on silly. There's a couple of spit-out-your-drink laughs here and there. And, you know, it's kind of well-rounded. I just didn't want to have a show where I'm interviewing my comedian friends. You know, I can't get with that.
So do you see yourself ever having guests on in the future? Or that maybe seems like that's kind of the way everybody goes, just having...
Yeah, that is the way everybody goes. No, I'm just going to generate programming from myself, I guess. But
awesome.
Yeah, but it's just so much fun. There's music on there. We have, like, this band that plays for the Garrison Keillor-type character, Lumpy Keeloid. And it's Floyd Smoot and the All Day Hangovers. I mentioned that, but there's all kinds of music. There's drama. There's all kinds of laughs in it. And there's something in it for everybody, basically.
Yeah, that is awesome for sure. And are you still doing voiceover work on the side, I assume? That's probably your main job?
Oh, yeah, it's always been. Yeah, I'm doing a show on Disney called The 7D. It's for preschool kids. And I thought, that's not going to be a big deal, you know. It's usually they're kind of boring, but this one was really funny. It was written by the people that did Tiny Toons and Animaniacs and Pinky the Brain, and it's really funny. It's a new take on the Seven Dwarves, the 7D.
Okay.
And I play Bashful, which is stupid, because, you know, why would you call me to play Bashful? He just peeks out from stuff and blushes. And,
yeah.
You know, so I had to give him a little twist, and it's quite a surprise.
Well, yeah, I know you are the guy that's, I guess, compared to Mel Blanc. I don't know, is that flattering or is that embarrassing to you to be compared to him?
It's very flattering. It's really flattering, I mean, because he was the guy, you know. I just, I thought he was everything, and I was very influenced by him and a few other people in the old days. But, you know, I don't know if I want to be Mel Blanc. I'd like to just be the best me I can be. And
sure,
if people draw comparisons, you know, that's fine. But it's not for me to judge who or what I am.
Well, obviously, you've done just about everybody there is to do. You know, all the Looney Tunes and now the Nickelodeon character. I mean, you even did Popeye. So, I mean, that's... Is there somebody...
Yes, those are like replacement gigs. Like, you know, if the original character was no longer with us or... you know, for whatever reasons, I've replicated characters in the past.
So you're hoping to maybe just get out there and create some new characters, then, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I always do whenever I go to work somewhere. Futurama, Ren and Stimpy, you know, those voices did not exist. They had to be built from something. And, you know, and I worked hard on it. I was very conscientious.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I got to ask, kind of like podcasting taking over radio in a bit, it seems like the trend now, hiring famous actors to voice animation. Does that maybe spell the end for the voiceover industry like it's been in the past?
You really want to bring that mountain down on yourself? No, I can't stand it. I don't see the point. I mean, it's got to be purely monetary, because the actors, you know, when they create characters, they're not creating anything. They're just basically being themselves, and it's anemic, you know. I mean, to me, they're not evergreens. Evergreens, if you. You know, like the best part of the cartoon is everything except the voices.
Right.
I don't think you're doing any great service to the universe when it's all based on a popularity contest. And I know actors that can pee circles around most of these people, and they're not even on the screen.
Sure. Well, yeah, hopefully there's still going to be a place for, you know, guys that know how to do it and are kind of championing the old ways. And you mentioned the podcast, of course, and the show on Disney. Is there maybe something else you got going on as well, or an upcoming
project?
Well,
there's always, you know, the M&Ms. I've been doing that for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, the red M&M.
It's incredible the stuff that you've been involved in over the years, and hopefully there's still a place out there for, you know, guys that know what they're doing and not just some actors kind of lending their voices to things.
You have to have total passion and inspiration for that particular thing that you want to do, like voiceover or anything for that matter. But you do have to be good to cut it, unless you're a celebrity. You don't have to be particularly very good. You just have to have a big name. I don't know where that's all going. And it's not like I actually care. I mean, I care about the craft, but I feel bad for young people. Like there's a fire, you know, a 19-year-old girl out there that could blow you away with characters and voices, and she may never get a chance to audition for an animated cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something way off about it. And, you know, I mean, I was always inspired, and I had tons of passion. You know, like Ren and Stimpy, "Hey, Ren, will you button me? Will you shut up, you fool? If I shall kill you." And then there was, you know, Doug.
Doug was a painfully shy 11-and-a-half-year-old, and this is my dog, Porkchop. And here comes Roger Klotz. "That's right, loser. Guess what, Bunny? I'm running for office, so vote for this."
And Futurama, "Did everything just taste purple for a second?"
"Good news, everyone. Hey, bad news. She's a beautiful ship, all right. I'm going to fly her brains out, dear. Young lady, bring me a sandwich from the dumpster. You want an autograph? Why not Zoidberg?"
"Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits." And there's a final word. Mwah! Goodbye.
Awesome. Again, Billy, a huge fan, and I'm looking forward to the podcast and anything else you got coming up.
Check it out. You'll get a good laugh out of it.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everybody, this is Billy West. You probably never heard of me, but I do Fry from Futurama and a whole bunch of other stuff. Professor Farnsworth, Zap Brannigan, and Dr. Zoidberg, don't forget him. And you're listening to The Five Count.
24, I'm gonna get 24, I'm gonna get 24th century on his head. I'm gonna get 24, I'm gonna get 24th, I'm gonna get 24th century on his head. I'm gonna get 24th century on his head.
I've been girded. Elephant, 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 elephant